Anthropic launches Claude Opus 4.8. Multiple agents now negotiate task handoffs without custom code, cutting weeks from typical development cycles for teams already deep in Claude. This forces OpenAI to ship comparable agent orchestration inside GPT or lose the mid-market developer wedge before 2026. Faster coding benchmarks arrive alongside honesty fixes that cut follow-up queries in half for most power users switching from older versions. Yet the unchanged fast mode price keeps pressure on every rival's API margins when SLAs demand the new coordination layer. Grok raises $650 million, pivots to inference. Existing backers see the NVIDIA licensing as the real lever that lets Grok undercut latency on inference workloads no one else can touch yet. This forces hyperscalers to either subsidize their inference offerings or watch developers migrate to the new NeoCloud for production traffic. The round size matters less than how quickly token costs fall once dedicated chips hit scale across multiple regions. Enterprise buyers will test the new service first on non-critical pads before committing core workloads. ByteDance eyes $70 billion AI capex. Internal profits now underwrite enough domestic silicon to train several frontier models simultaneously on local data alone. This scale lets ByteDance pull ahead on Chinese language benchmarks, while Western labs stay constrained by export rules. Chipmakers will face renewed calls for tighter controls once the 2026 spend numbers surface in regulatory filings from affected suppliers. Smaller labs outside China cannot match the resulting data diversity at comparable volume. Google rolls out Gemini Spark Agent. Users who delegate inbox triage and document updates will run fewer direct searches inside Google properties within 6 months. This forces Microsoft to embed similar always-on agents into Office or accept rising defections from power users managing daily tasks. Third-party connections create data advantages that pure agent startups cannot close without equivalent distribution across consumer accounts. xAI releases Grok Build 0.1 API. Raw speed without the usual alignment tax is what xAI just shipped to developers. Most teams will test it on internal tools first, then realize the outputs need less post-processing than Claude or GPT equivalents. That margin advantage shows up in agent loops where every token saved compounds. Expect Anthropic to respond by relaxing its own rate limits on coding tasks within the quarter, or lose the startups that live on inference cost. Figure AI robots run 200 hours nonstop. 200 hours sounds like endurance theater until you map it onto actual shifts. Package facilities now see a path to running 3 daily cycles on the same hardware without maintenance windows. That schedule change undercuts the economics of human night crews faster than any union negotiation. Amazon's logistics partners will have to accelerate their own robot orders or renegotiate overtime rules before the model spreads to sorting hubs. Sam Altman admits jobs prediction error. The slower job losses aren't a relief valve for displaced workers. They give large enterprises more runway to redesign entire workflows around current models before the next capability jump lands. Altman knows the delay locks in adoption curves that later acceleration can't easily unwind. So Microsoft will extend its Copilot seat contracts another 12 months while the window stays open, and every other SaaS vendor will copy the same renewal tactic. First fully AI film premieres at Tribeca. Festival acceptance changes the production math overnight. A $2,000 film now competes for the same screen time as six-figure indie projects, so distributors start treating model access as the new talent deal. The labs behind the models suddenly hold leverage over what gets made and who gets paid. Streaming platforms will bypass traditional producers entirely and sign direct throughput agreements with the handful of labs that can render full features on demand. First Mistral Medium 3.5 joins Copilot Studio. Admin controls over data residency now sit inside the agent builder itself. That single toggle lets teams keep prompts inside EU boundaries while still testing Mistral's latest weights. The second-order effect hits model vendors hardest. They lose the ability to default every enterprise flow to their highest margin endpoint. Microsoft just made multi-model routing the default for anyone who needs audit logs. Expect Anthropic to publish its own governance SDK within 6 months, or watch its Copilot share erode. Celonis launches Context Model, buys Ikigai. The context model turns process mining from a reporting tool into the actual decision layer for live operations. Ikigai's acquisition brings synthetic data generation that fills gaps in real enterprise logs. That combination raises the floor on what counts as production-grade automation. smaller vendors without similar data augmentation now face a 6-month window before their accuracy claims stop winning pilots. UiPath will need to either license comparable tech or accept lower win rates on deals above 5,000 seats. Samsung AI bonuses divide workers. Chip teams pocketed the windfall while software groups watched their relative comp drop. That gap forces Samsung to either extend similar AI-linked payouts across the company or accept slower hiring in the layers that actually ship models to devices. Non-chip attrition has already ticked up. The next quarter's product cadence depends on whether those teams stay or start taking calls from SK Hynix recruiters. Expect SK Hynix to accelerate poaching of Samsung's model optimization talent by end of quarter. South Korea deploys AI senior companions. Medication adherence logs from these companions now flow directly into national health databases. That dataset gives local insurers a 12-month head start on pricing policies for chronic conditions common after 75. European and US health AI vendors will need to either partner for access or rebuild similar longitudinal signals from scratch. The regulatory bar just rose for anyone entering the senior care vertical without government-scale data. Watch how quickly global players start lobbying Seoul for data sharing agreements.